The political world this morning is trying to understand all the consequences of Donald Trump's victory in the presidential race. It comes along with Republicans retaining control of the House and the Senate on Capitol Hill. Joining us this morning is Massachusetts Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas, who we should note easily defeated her Republican opponent yesterday to win re-election. Congresswoman, good morning and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Happy to be with you.
Let's talk about the presidential race first. It was clear the contest had tightened considerably in the final 2 weeks. The vote was close in many states, but had you imagined that Donald Trump could win such a victory?
No, I could not. I think, you know, as we looked at all the battleground states, we knew that it wasn't going to be easy. Having gone up to New Hampshire over the weekend, that you could tell that this was something people were still processing. This was not a simple choice they were making. And it's clear as we look across this country that there are many people who are deeply unhappy, feel very much left behind, and want us to come together in Washington to move this country forward.
But what do you think made a difference in the race?
You know, it's so hard to tell. You know, I think we're all still processing that as we look at the data coming in and the sort of who voted how and in what numbers. I think we're still processing that. But I do think it's just a call for change. And that's a strong element to we Americans. You know, it's who we are. And I think they saw in President-elect Trump an opportunity for that change. People may not have all the answers, but they knew it was going to upend the status quo.
What do you think the working atmosphere is going to be like between the White House and Capitol Hill? The House and Senate on Capitol Hill remain under Republican control. And I ask, mindful that President-elect Trump, as candidate Trump, pledged to repeal Obamacare and to try to impose very tight restrictions on immigration.
Well, the challenge that President Trump is going to have is that he's working with a divided party, and it's not clear that he will be able to heal those divisions. You had a significant portion of the Republican Party not particularly or reluctantly supportive of him. So he has a challenge in simply working with his own party. But we have had 65 votes to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Mr. Trump did say that it would be one of his first initiatives to actually do that. So I expect that that effort will move forward and that whatever comes of it, he will sign it into law. Our challenge as Democrats is to just really make the case for what is being lost, what was gained by virtue of that act, the many reforms that have benefited all Americans, the 20 million Americans that now have health insurance coverage they didn't have before. Yes, there were things we needed to fix, and that was the opportunity we always wanted to have but weren't presented with. But I do think now you will see that effort to repeal it move forward.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob. Take care.